book. Kid picks out a book immediately. It is a brand, a new book, a bestseller. I believe an episode of Boston Public was based on this book.
Yes.
The book, pardon me for saying it, but it's the title of the book. The book's called Nigger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a bestseller. I figure, you know, hey, my kid can handle it. He wants to read it. I'll buy it for him. So I'm standing in line, and I'm waiting while the Cuban woman behind the counter is making selling the woman in front of me a magazine. And goddamn, she is just, she cannot shut up.
Mm-hmm.
She is just, yeah, ba 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 ba, and it's all in Spanish. And it's, I just want to buy the book for my kid and buy a book for my wife and just get us on the friggin' airplane. So she finally gets done with the conversation with the woman in front of me buying the magazine. I go up, and she says, "Hello, my friend." I said, "Hi, how are you doing today?" And then I swear to God, she says, just as loud as can be, she picks up over, she goes, "Ah, Nigar, we just get this book in yesterday. It's a bestseller, huh? Nigar."
That's not good that
now,
she's doing that.
Now, I'm standing there and I'm saying, yes, I understand it's a best-selling book. And she says, "I don't know what it is in America." She says, "In Cuba, you can call someone a nigger, they don't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
But in America, you call someone a nigger, oh, they get very mad."
Now, is this when you just want to run out of the store?
Yeah. I mean, I'm standing there.
God almighty.
I'm just standing there, just covering my face.
Oh, no.
And she is going on with this. Everyone in America saw hung up. It's just a word. And then she holds up the book and goes,
"Oh, God.
Nigger.
Oh, my God.
It's just a word. But people have been buying it. You know what I find interesting? The book right next to it. He's about white men.
It's the Michael Moore book.
Right. Right.
What's the title of that book, Buzz? It's something like the stupid things white men do.
Yeah, fat, stupid white men or something.
So you have the white man book right next to the book Nigger.
You gotta be, I mean, are you ready just to say, lady, just shut up?
No, I just wanted my money just get the hell out of there. So
that
was the experience at the Miami International Airport.
Wow. Yesterday. Simply too friendly.
Christ. Wow. And, oh, well, okay, here we go. Here's your copy, Mike, of something that came out in the newspaper yesterday.
Yeah, we normally do this on Wednesday, but due to the fact that we weren't working yesterday, we decided we'd give it to you today.
As a matter of fact, I bought this from the same woman as I bought the book for my son and a book for my wife. Yesterday, Wednesday, of course, is the day of the We Read the Craig Wilson column from USA Today. And, well, Easter's coming up, and let's get to it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Craig Wilson. What do you got? Oh, number three. Here we go. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
My hat's off to the grand ladies who still wear them.
You don't think I have to explain this, do I?
No.
Everybody knows this is an article that's in USA Today every Wednesday by the columnist Craig Wilson.
Please don't explain. please.
Feelings of love.
I didn't really know my grandmother Weaver. She died when I was five.
What's her family stories and photos? I feel as if I know her as well as some of the people I grew up with. She was a short woman who made up for her small stature by wearing larger-than-life hats. In some photos, she looks a bit like a mushroom. A well-turned-out mushroom, but a mushroom nonetheless.
A teacher in a one-room schoolhouse, she was also electrocutionist back in the day. So they were actually
elocutionist.
Oh,
she wasn't an executioner.
Back in the day, when they were actually were people who were called elocutionists. A graduate of Emerson College, which incidentally, sidebar here, Scarlet College for retards.
Really, it's a 13th grade Emerson College. I'm familiar with people who've been there. It's up in the New England area.
I got rejected from Emerson College. Oh,
sorry, Mike.
Thank you, though, for that.
Ouch.
A graduate of Emerson College. She would do recitations on the stages of Shatikawa, New York.
One of my mother's most vivid childhood memories is that of standing next to my grandmother while she recited Shakespeare, shaded from the summer sun by one of her mother's many elaborate broad-brimmed hats. Easter is Sunday.
Again.
It's probably a good thing that my grandmother, let alone Irving Berlin, isn't around to see what's left of the Easter parade. Whatever happened to those hats women used to wear, but don't anymore? That is, except the Queen Mother, who still can make me make me smile whenever she makes her entrance. Look at me, her jaunty hats demand.
And so we do. I don't have a clue why society traded such treasures for baseball caps turned backwards.
Okay, yo, you're the winner.
A photo.
You got the best paragraph this time.
A photo of my partner Jack's grandmother, Lizzie. Let me start again. A photo of my partner Jack's grandmother, Lizzie, hangs on the wall of our guest bedroom. She's sporting a most pleasant grin, and I can only think it's because she's sporting a most amazing hat.
It looks like yards of Irish lace on steroids. She couldn't be any more pleased with herself if she'd won the sweepstakes.
Actually, it's not true no one wears great hats anymore. I live in a neighborhood where most of the churches have African-American congregations. And on any given Sunday, dozens of black women spill out into the streets bearing hats that would make my grandmother both jealous and proud.
High hats, wide hats, hats with bows bigger than bread baskets, hats with brims so wide a flock of birds could land and lunch. And they wear them with elan, as if they've had them on all their lives.
Queer.
Which they have. I only hope they continue doing so. There are but a few other pockets of grand hat wearings left in America, I'm sad to report.
August in Saratoga breaks them out when the horsewomen from Kentucky fill the clubhouse boxes at the track. Hello, matches in the Hampton Bar Fertile Field for a few, too.
And society weddings are always good for a great hat sighting.
Although Elizabeth Taylor's hat at Liza's wedding this month was a big disappointment.
What was going on there?
I was at a fancy wedding a while back. The bride's parents were from Europe, and down the aisle paraded the relatives from Portugal and Austria, each wearing a hat more amazing than the one before.
Some had brims so wide the wearers couldn't sit near anyone in the pew, and one woman was so mysterious. I never saw her face for the hat. We never spoke.
We didn't have to. Her hat said it all.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
Hey.
Boy, that man knows a lot about girls' hats.
He sure does. You got the best paragraph, though.
That's correct.
A photo of my partner, Jack's grandmother, Lizzie.
Grandmother Lizzie and Grandma Weaver. Very strange.
I like the part about baseball caps, too.
Yeah, backwards wearing baseball caps.
Look at me, her jaunty hats demand. That is, except the Queen Mother, who can still make me smile whenever she makes her entrance.
As it... That's the 100-year-old woman, right?
Yes,
it is.
Okay. It's the Queen Mother. Look at me, her jaunty hat says.
I'm 100.
Well, he just loves the hats, the flowers.
He'd like to wear the hat.
That's what this is about.
Craig Wilson.
He'd like to wear a high hat, a wide hat, hats with bows bigger than bread baskets.
Boy, does that turn him on. He just smile for wet.
That is except the Queen Mother, who still can make me wet whenever she makes an entrance.
Jesus. My hat's off to the grand ladies who still wear them.
Look at all the black women spilling out on the street. High hats, wide hats, hats with bows. Hey! Hello, black women! I'm Craig Wilson. I love your hats. Aren't they beautiful?
Look at these beautiful hats.
August and Saratoga bring them out.
Society ways. Although Elizabeth's hat at Liza's wedding this month was a big disappointment. What? Oh, I'm so sorry you were disappointed.
What's going on there? Final word by Greg Wilson.
Wow.
Can you imagine that over coffee? Did you see Elizabeth Taylor's hat, Eliza Minnelli's wedding? What was going on there?
I don't know, but I was tray disappointed.
Oh. All I know is I can't wait for August in Saratoga. We'll see some beautiful hats down there.
You know, if he added onto this, it was a real true column. You know, at the end, the last two paragraphs will be,
although I'm a man, I wear women's hats.
And so does my partner, Jack.
Hi, it's me, Jack.
This is a picture of my grandma Lucy.
We gotta bring. I know that's a day late, but we can.
Yeah.
Listen, it's his tribute to Easter hat. How could we possibly make it through the show without sharing it?
One of his greatest columns ever.
Okay, and when we come back, we got time. You got the machine ready?
Ready to go.
Okay, it's gonna be a 2-for-1. A 2-for-1. Guys who are dead.
Yeah, we have a pipeline to heaven.
Wow. We do, and we will be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
You may be kind. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Need a second to get the Wayback Machine going here. If you're just tuning in, we're back today from vacation. I'm alive. All that stuff was BS. I'll handle that my own way. News from Mike, not that great on the marriage front.
Yeah, kind of a drag. Sorry.
So what it's... You're moving into your... You're moving
kind of a weird setup right there.
You're moving...
Be doing that. We are separating, and it's very sad, and that's it. And so it's not not the happiest of times.
You know, and I've never asked you anything about
right.
what's going on or anything. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever bring another woman into the bed?
No. No, I did not.
You never had a threesome?
No, I don't know what you're reading. You might be reading another story.
Well.
No.
All right.
No.
Do you know the day you're married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you for that Q&A, though. I appreciate
it. I was reading a different story.
Yeah.
Listen, here we go. We got two celebrities dead. Two dead in one day.
Yes. Right.
Wow. I mean, what are the odds of this? That it's both Dudley Moore and Milton Berle, both of them dead, and now, because God does love the Don and Mike Show, we are able, via special hookup, to bring you directly to the afterlife, where I believe they are together. Let's see. Hello? Hello. Come in, heaven.
Hello.
Television.
Get off a little rough. All right, that's better. Hey, is Dudley there? Where's Dudley Moore? How come this reverb always sounds awful?
Like the girls in the back.
Hold on, just let me turn this off. Just get the goddamn thing set.
We got an engineer around here. That's a little better. There you go.
Okay. Try it now. Turn it. Say something else, Mike.
Hello. Yes.
All right, that's better.
This is Uncle Milky. There.
Okay, we got it now.
Perfect. Hello.
Oh, where's...
See, what's wrong with your equipment?
Where's Dudley?
He's over here. Dudley? Don wants you to come to the phone.
I am playing the air. We're both still the same day. Me, Uncle Milty. Is the end of fighting? Is it be this fun?
No. No, it's not fun, you little piss wing. I don't care for you. I don't care for your club foot. I don't care for your whole ass. And you, little British heaven. You're a little British head.
I love it when Uncle Milty talks dirty. It makes me laugh because it's funny. It's funny. We're both dead on the same day. Me and Milton's girl.
Hey, Uncle Milty.
Yes.
Why don't you...
He smells too.
Yeah, like you don't.
I smell bad. I've got something between my teeth. I think it's brisket. Oh, I'm so old, I have an autographed Bible.
Uncle Milty, I hope that you don't start doing some of those awful, crummy jokes of yours.
I'm at an age where all the numbers in my black book are urologists. Mother Bing, how are you, Don?
Fine, Uncle Milty.
I'm so old I need an orthopedic tuxedo. Nobody lives forever, but I tried.
Hey, Dudley.
Yes, hello, Tom. I just like to say I'm Trump. So, would you like to pour me another one? Bitterman, I'd like to go around the park, once around the park.
Jesus Christ, Don, this shot the animal.
Hey,
I don't like bricks. I don't like foreigners. I don't like foreign people at all. I share that with some of your crew. That's for sure. Oh, is this on? You know, I invented television. Did you know that?
Yeah, you didn't invent it. You were one of the first people on it, though.
You know, I don't have an enemy in the world. You know that, don't you? They're all dead. Hello? Is this on?
Hey, Dudley.
Hey, this is an audience of royalty.
Hey, Dudley.
I'm being stuck.
What about... What about that cow, Liza Minnelli, getting married?
Oh, Liza, she's so ugly. I can't stand her. I heard there's a rumor being gay.
I've heard the same rumor that Liza Minnelli's husband is gay.
I understand. They're buying a big house. This house is so big, it's actually going to have its own zip code.
Have you seen Uncle Milty's thing?
I asked him to show me. He hasn't been paid. That's the first thing he asked me. He asked me if he could see my enormous penis that's known as the biggest penis in Hollywood history.
Would you, as a personal favor to me, would you show it to him?
If I let it out, there's no telling what's going to happen. You better get your sound effects ready if I open it up. That's for sure. If I pick up the giant burrow anaconda, there's going to be hell to pay. Do you want me to see? Do you want to see it, Dudley?
Whip it out.
Okay. Hello. Is this on? There it is. I've taken another run. Listen to it. That's Uncle Milky's thing. That's my giant zoom. That's my deep sea moisturism. Town boy, what do you think of that, you little British bag?
That's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Watch out, Dudley, watch out. Is his penis biting you?
I put it back in the garage. Is it a big Dudley?
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. I'm so guilty. It's gigantic. It's the size of a car. A full-size car. But it has that to build.
Let me ask both of you guys before we lose the connection. What is the best thing about being dead, Dudley?
I think the best thing about being dead is I got to party with Uncle Milton Burl, and I got to see his gigantic tool of love. Isn't that fun? Uncle Milton, let's go around the park. Let's go around the park.
And Uncle Milton, what's the best thing about being dead?
What?
What's the best thing about being dead?
Nothing. I want to be alive. I was almost going to live forever. I like being down there because I had the biggest penis in the world. Now I'm up here and I can't even use it if I want to. So I'm not happy at all. I'm very depressed, but I'm
you have the time.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you right now, my evidently, I don't know how old she is, but when she and her husband got divorced, she got the cave. Get it? There was all this cave people. When you get to be 95, you don't have to worry much about peer group friendship. You like that one? Hey, am I losing the room? Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? I don't know how old she is, but when Kane killed Abel, she was on the jury. Hello?
Put Dudley back on before we lose the connection.
What does an old woman have between her breasts?
What?
Her name.
They go from heaven.
I don't think they like each other.
No. That would be Dudley Moore.
Right.
With Andy and Milton was right. He has a club foot.
Right.
Dudley Moore is club foot.
Moore and Milton.
And
comedy stylings of Moore and Milton.
And Uncle Milty.
And he just sounded very angry. Uncle Milty was not happy to be dead. Sure.
Try and sing it. Pass over that book that you had there.
There it is.
For some reason, Spiewak has had this book on his desk.
Sure.
Like waiting for Milton Berle to die.
Oh, God.
Milton Berle's private joke file.
Yes.
10,000 of Milton Berle's world's funniest gags,
yes,
anecdotes, and one-liners.
You were able to hear some of those fantastic ones there.
Yeah.
They're really terrific.
They are terrific.
Things work out for the best. There's a book of them, 10,000. All
dude.
Stolen. All of them stolen. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Dan. I'm so dead.
Let's go to Buzz now. For news and comments.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Creepy British flag.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Donna Mike.
Oh, I missed the news and the comments. I did miss this part of the show.
Yes.
Okay. Hit the lead-in thing,
it's
please.
Back.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
It is Buzz. Buzz, what is your lead made-up story today?
Today, another grade school sex scandal.
Really?
Really.
Really. Boy or girl?
Boys.
Right on.
Really?
Well, hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Melinda. I'm from Philly.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi. We just got you guys here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I think that you guys are awesome.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you guys are on the radio. When are you guys coming to Philly?
I think a couple of weeks.
2 weeks we're going to be in Philly.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Can I ask you a question about the show?
Do you get the impression we're being set up for a fall here?
Yeah.
Is something evil's going to come? Something mean and nasty?
Out of a girl?
Yeah, out of a girl, yeah.
Yes.
Why?
It'll happen. You could be a cunny.
But we'll see. That may prove us wrong.
Oh.
Come on.
What were you going to say?
Come on, you were going to say, and can I ask you one thing?
Is this supposed to be a comedy show? Because you guys kind of suck.
There it is.
See, you weren't bright enough to mask it. There you go, dumbass.
See you in Toledo.
See you in Toledo.
Yeah.
Oh, Don, you can't say that on the radio.
Oh, sure I can,
Buzz.
That's okay. That's okay. You answer to that name, don't you?
Oh, that's fantastic.
You answer to that name. You should just have that tattooed on your forehead.
And she wasn't bright enough to hide it. She had her whole little setup going, but we out. Her very quickly.
There she goes.
Have a nice day.
So I called her the C word. And she goes, yeah.
She rolled with it.
Oh, she was unfazed by
that.
Well, she hears it a lot.
Yeah. Buzz, your lead story was a little boy getting
grade school sex, right.
Grade school sex. Gotcha. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll call you back.
It's Mr. Busy. Mr. Busy
about,
on the line.
Talking about dead. I'm dead. You killed me.
Okay, again, not quite.
You killed me. You killed my career in show business. You're totally dead.
Who is this?
This is Wild Bill.
Wild Bill. This is the guy that wanted the infomercial show on MAL.
Oh, great the furniture guy.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so. They called me up because they were monitoring this. and they called me up and read me off like a redheaded stepchild.
Well, hold on a second, Bill.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Right. Yeah, I know. I think I'm great, too.
Yeah. Hey, listen. You're the guy who wanted a show on WMAL, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's gone.
All right. Call tomorrow earlier in the show. I'll discuss it with you earlier in the show.
Hey, hold on a
earlier
second.
Earlier in the show?
Yeah, hold on. While Bill, just hold on a second.
Yeah,
hold on. Yeah, he is. Yes, he is an ass. Yes. Okay. What were you saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to hang out and be a radio god like you guys. You were my mentors, man. And they called me up and said, no way would we ever do business with you.
Because you were on our show.
I'm a loose cannon. They can't trust me.
Right. Gotcha.
I said things I shouldn't
scary,
have said.
Not to mention scary talented.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
I'm telling you, man. What am I going to do now? Can I come and hang out with you guys or what?
No, but as I said, call earlier in the show tomorrow. I'd be glad to talk with you about who you talked with at WMAL.
We don't have time right now because we're at the end of the show.
Tomorrow at the beginning of the show.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Get up early. Start speed dialing at like about 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Make sure you're the first call through.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, we got to run.
Bye.
To the loony.
Bye.
Ass.
Hello?
We didn't get the show, huh?
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That's very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The only cure for syphilis of the anus. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we are. And listen, we do want to say hi to the fine guys and gals listening today at Carroll Engineering in Philadelphia. They've been calling a lot today.
Good.
They never made it on the air. We want to tell them thank you very much.
All right.
We got a couple of guys, I think, from Seattle. Is that right? Seattle callers? You know, we got to remember to call those two dumbasses in line at the movie theater.
I mean, it's getting right down to the wire,
waiting
right?
for Star Wars. It's like 6 weeks until the Star Wars movie.
Very good. So there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hey, I just called to let you know, man. I was one of the guys that called you when you first came on to Seattle. And I went off, and I told you guys sucked, and I hung up on you, and it was just, I gave it a little time. I've been listening to you guys, and the show's grown on me, and I just wanted to tell you I was wrong. I think you guys got a good thing, and I apologize.
Oh, well, listen, that's nice. Thank you. We said that the show is like herpes. I mean, it's like athlete's foot. It's like gangrene.
And it makes an impression on people, and people get strong opinions when they hear it for the first time, right. But then when you linger for a bit, you come
it's
around.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We got two guys from Seattle. Are you from Seattle, too?
Hey, man.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Right on. Yeah, I thought that last guy answered one of my questions. I was wondering why these idiots call you up and curse you out and hate you. It's like, why do they call you, like, are they that stupid that they can't change the radio station?
I think people get emotionally involved with this program, and they want to state their opinions, bad or good, and we, you know, we deal with that. That's what happens.
It does make for good radio, I must say. I just started listening to you guys, and you kick ass.
All right, well, thanks. And you are also calling from Seattle.
You betcha.
All right, thank you,
thanks
friend.
Thanks a lot.
Rock on, guys.
Thanks.
To the blue. Bye.
Stop it.
Seattle.
Stop it, please. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Buzz, I just wanted to tell you I had a good time on our vacation.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Hey, Jorge.
Jorge, what did you do on your vacation with Buzz?
Buzz and I took a trip in the car.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Road trip.
Long time to pack the trunk.
Really? Was the engine on when you were in his car?
Yes, and we did 69 the whole way there.
That's difficult to drive.
Man, that's very tough. You were speeding then. You were doing 69 the whole way.
Yes, well, actually, it was 67. Two fingers were missing.
Oh, dear me.
Let me simply
find them, all right.
Thank you for the call, Jorge.
Buzz.
Yes, Jorge.
My pinky is very stinky.
Oh, God.
Hi, Jorge.
Add open water, you'll be fine.
Yeah, bye.
And how are you feeling after that, Buzz?
I'm well rested and ready to go.
Very good.
Buzz is a new show brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for some soul satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half pound char grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. All right, Buzz.
Yes.
It's another kid getting laid.
Several, actually, by each other, apparently, in a sense. Police in a suburb of Austin, Texas, are looking into charges that several fourth-grade boys performed sexual acts on each other in an elementary school classroom. A school official says that during reading time, the five boys hid under coats in the back of the room so the teacher wouldn't see them. The 9 and 10-year-old boys say they've done it before, starting as early as last fall.
Welcome to Broyhill Elementary.
Police are now trying to see if any criminal charges might be in order.
Oh, wait, these are boys.
The hell are the teachers?
Exactly.
These are boys.
Yeah. I can't.
These are teachers effing up. You should know where your kids are. It's not that big a deal.
These are boys having doing homosexual things.
Right. To each other in the back of the room under the coats during reading time.
While the teacher is reading to the class, or
maybe the teacher was reading a boring story.
The story doesn't say if the teacher was in the room or out of the room at the time, but either way, they weren't being supervised.
I mean, if you're not going to teach them how to read and write, at least provide babysitting services.
Those are fourth graders. Now, in Kansas City, school officials admit that...
But you didn't do that in fourth grade?
No, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
You went to the advanced school.
Whenever I got bored, I would go... Go back and get a Hummer from one of my friends.
Great way
back
to make
in your
a
days
friend.
At Liberace Middle.
They grow up so fast. In Kansas City, school officials admit that some third graders were strip searched last week after some lunch money went missing.
In a letter to
parents, the officials say the incident was, quote, an egregious violation of school policy. Gee, do you think? The parents say at least two teachers at the elementary school searched nearly two dozen students looking for $5. A female teacher took girls to a restroom and had them search each other. They say a male phys ed teacher searched the boys one at a time in a locker room, making them shake out their underwear. The two teachers have been suspended. Oh, the money was eventually found, but not on one of the students.
Oh, and that reminds me, I wanted to mention earlier today on the show, but I forgot. I had contact with through that erroneous web story about me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my buddies from elementary school and junior high school about coming in and doing the reunion.
Oh, Doofus and Flame
and
Moon Mullins
and Kevin Kinchy and all the guys coming in.
Yeah.
Remind me tomorrow. I just wrote myself a note. I never told the story about the fire.
That's right.
I told you guys the story about our gang when I was in the growing up. And, gang is
nobody
not the
was,
right.
Nobody was hurt, right?
Yeah. Gang is not the right word.
No.
We didn't fight anyway. We were just a bunch of kids and hung around together. We stole a bicycle one time.
Septomaniacal group.
And I was going to tell you about the fire story. And one of the guys, when they called to make sure I wasn't dead, said, we're going to get the guys together and come down and we'll have a reunion here on the show of me and
everybody's grown up.
All the kids that I grew up with, all the guys that I hung around with. But you said you'd mentioned the story about the fire, and you never did.
No, none of them doing jail time currently, right?
No.
All right.
No. As far as I know.
14.
But they were all part of your group when you were in fourth grade under the coats.
they were.
That's how it started.
Yes, they were. Actually, I'll tell you, I do know.
Oh, no.
I know about a guy. Well, God, he would be pissed. One of the guys
in your group,
yeah,
in your gang, did something sordid.
Yes.
Someone who'll remain anonymous.
You want to keep him anonymous, or do you want to mention him by name?
No, I don't want to say his name. He told me one day at school. This was like in eighth grade. When we were coming out of it was Earl B. Wood Junior High in Rockville. We were coming out.
The password being Wood.
Yeah, we were coming out of school this day, and it was like eight of us hanging around together, all the guys who were going to come down here and be on the show. We have this little reunion of mine, junior high, and one of the guys broke off and spoke to someone else, and they kept saying, D-O-T. Okay, well, D-O-T, D-O-T, D-O-T. And finally, we got this guy, this probably won't be coming down to the show now.
I'm sorry.
And mentioned, what the hell is D-O-T? D-O-T. Any ideas what D-O-T means?
No, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Date of anything? Something date of something?
No.
He was talking to another guy.
Who was talking to another guy?
Okay. The friend, there was like eight of us together in a group.
No supervising or anything like that.
Leaving school. We're leaving school. One of the eight in my gang would break off, leave the other seven, and go talk to another guy, another kid, another seventh grader.
Uh-huh.
And they would always say to each other, okay, later, D.O.T. D.O.T.
The T wouldn't be taste, would it?
No. Well, as it turns out, one time, I think, a couple years later, we asked this kid about it. And I mean, like, we almost pounded the crap out of him trying to get it. What you say, what is D.O.T.?
Right.
D.O.T. was do our thing.
Oh.
And
what was their thing?
Their thing was oral.
Youthful experimentation.
To each other? Yes.
Wow. That's pretty heavy duty.
But he maintained he was not gay. He just couldn't get any.
So he wanted to. Wow. My God, what was in the water at your school?
I don't know.
Oh, it was Wood Elementary.
What a great guy he is.
Wow.
I don't know.
Fascinating. Man.
I don't know.
Is he part of the gang?
Yeah.
No, that's good. You were open-minded. You kept him in the gang.
Okay, I'll write down which guy he was.
Okay.
So things really haven't changed that much.
That's incredible. He's jotting down the name of the...
never to be revealed on the air, of course.
Oh.
Here you go.
Of course it was. But that's who it was.
Okay.
You know, I've talked about these guys long enough on the air.
Golly gee.
Well, I hope he's not listening today, but I hope...
Well, you haven't mentioned any names,
no.
So it's fine.
No.
Well...
It'll be fine.
He would know, and everybody in the group knows.
Yeah.
What, you know, D.O.T. means.
Do our thing.
Do our thing.
Wow.
Do our thing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You bet.
We were like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And his response was, well, hey, where else am I going to get it?
What, how old was he?
Seventh grade?
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Seventh grade?
My God. What's wrong with the world?
But anyway, I'll tell you about the fire tomorrow.
We'll look forward to that.
Yeah, I think we've started one right now.
Okay, we got to break.
All right.
Right? Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, we're all feeling a little oogie right now.
Yeah, let's towel off.
I took off some of your news time, but there was a little, just a flashback from my...
important lunch.
growing.
We need to remember that and deal with it.
Growing up.
We got to play in commercials. We got a D.O.T.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
DJ and DA, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, we got to fly. Let's get to the 100th caller time. 877-365-3636. Hey, you animals. Dial recklessly. Good luck. Here's Buzz again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, we were hearing from Washington Wizards coach Doug Collins that Michael Jordan wanted to play next year, but that he might not be able to because of his knee injury this afternoon. Jordan says he still plans to play next year. And finally...
And no big whoop.
It was maybe three
or... Oh, baby. Oh, we don't have time to get into the hole.
Well, I'm not playing.
Yes, you are, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Get your ass out there. You play for me.
Okay, baby.
It was maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I first spotted them. Soft drink bottles along the side of the road, capped and full of yellow liquid. And as I speculated on the Don and Mike Show back then, they were filled with urine, and now it's a big problem.
Well, you spotted them as you were throwing them out of the window of your car.
I don't do that.
Okay.
Dateline Spokane.
Anymore.
I have enough problems. A spring cleanup of the roadsides in Washington State has turned up hundreds of bottles of the stuff. 300 full bottles were found along I-90 and other roads near Spokane in just a one-week period. The cleanup crews say they've also picked up over a dozen pair of soiled underwear.
Oh, God.
And bags of the more solid human waste.
Oh, God.
They say soiled baby diapers are also a big problem.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is not just the handiwork of...
mother to do?
Not just the work of truck drivers, but quoting the head of the Washington Trucking Associations, this is the first I've heard of it. I'm Buzz Burbank.
D.O.T.
On the Mike Show.
Ha ha ha!
Department of Transportation.
Yes, that's right.
All right, we got to go. Great to be back. So glad to be back on in Baltimore again.
Right.
Live in Baltimore. That's beautiful.
That's the speed on tape delay up there. Sucked.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Chris. I am the 100th caller.
Yeah. Hey, where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Cooksville, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful. Chris, you've got a pair of tickets to see Poison with special guests Cinderella, Winger, and Faster Pussycat. This might as well be the Joe Artinger tour. Nissan Pavilion, July 12th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Ticketmaster locations. Or go to www.nissanpavilion.com. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Newsmaker Leah is on the show. A little bunch of Jeopardy. Gospel. A whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, great to be back. Great to be alive. Good day to you, sir.
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 And tomorrow I'll tell you about the fire.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'll talk more about DOT.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Hey, Rob.
You know, I did all vacation.
Well, I'm not even going to ask because I
did.
Yeah, okay, but you
missed
it. Okay, but you're back to not doing it.
Of course.
You're not being kind now.
Let's do OTOT.
No.
Throw your hat in the air like Sidney Tyler Moore.
Oh.
After school.
Oh, my God. Toodaloo.
Ass.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah. Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.